News came to his mother Yashoda, Krishna is eaten dirt. The mother Yashoda asked Krishna, please come, have you eaten dirt? Krishna said, no, my friends are just plotting against me and telling a lie. Yashoda said, if you have not eaten dirt, my dear darling boy, I then show your mother your mouth. Open your mouth and I let your mother see inside. So as little baby Krishna was like a little gorangi, you know, very sweet. A gorangi is maybe a little young. She is maybe now 9 months or so. Yeah, yes, yes. So Krishna was 2 years at that time. As Krishna opened his mouth and Yashoda looked into the mouth, she saw all the planets, all the galaxies, all the elements which are the building blocks of this universe. She saw everything in the mouth of baby Krishna, including herself, standing or sitting before Krishna and saying, my dear Krishna, if you have not eaten dirt, then open your mouth and let your mother see. So in that, there was Krishna, he showed his mouth and there was the universe, and there was Yashoda asking Krishna, and in that Krishna also another universe came. There were unlimited universes, unlimited Krishnas, unlimited Yashodas in this cosmic show of Krishna's opulence. And for a moment Yashoda thought, my God, I have been thinking that Krishna is my own little boy who needs me as a mother, but now I can see that Krishna is the origin of all the universes. I can see that Krishna is so powerful that all the galaxies, everything in creation is in his mouth, and I'm in his mouth, and like this. And for a moment Yashoda fainted. Now Krishna, and this is the beauty of Krishna, didn't want his mother to approach him with awe and reverence and distance, like, as if Krishna's majesty would prevent Mother Yashoda to fondle him like her darling boys. And therefore, he was in the heart of everyone. Also the cat, which was next there, the cat made meow at that time, because Krishna is the super soul, made her meow. And this meow brought Mother Yashoda out of her fainting condition, and Krishna pretended to be afraid because of the cat. And Mother Yashoda thought, enough of all these speculations where I think Krishna is my son, and I'm enough of all these speculations where I think Krishna is not my son and I'm not his mother because he is so all-powerful. Enough of this. He is my darling boy and I need to give him something to eat now. So this is the beauty of Vrindavan Krishna, opulence and majesty and distance and separation. All this takes a back seat, and only love has the front seat. Love of Krishna in the many relationships, like a mother or father to the son, like a friend to a friend, like a servant to the master, no? These various relationships. I wish you that you all can think more about Krishna so that your Dharma becomes clear to you. And it was a great happiness to be here, but I think we should end because our children are getting fired up now. and they are no longer to be controlled. And they have done wonderfully. They were so silent up till now, so now we turn this program into a children program. Hare Krishna.